Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, the day is here.
Hello, Tommy Little.
The day is here.
It's been a long week. I've been looking forward to Friday since last Sunday.
But, mate, it's 3 in the arvo. It's a very late time in the day to go, the day is here.
Whatever.
Sorry.
The hour is nigh.
It is going to be a big day for you guys as well. Same, same, but backwards. It returns before 4, but let's kick off. R&B Friday is the only way we know how.
Drop it like it's hot. Big Moore's booty drop.
Handpicked by you, Carrie.
Yeah, I've picked this one for Tommy today. He's been so long singing this line, "These are my confessions."
I didn't even know
what that was that you often sing.
The clue is in the bit I sing.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound anything like it. Anyway, so then I Googled the words, "These are my confessions," and this song came up. So today, this is my booty drop.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, because a lot of people think dating apps are sleazy.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I'm not on them.
Oh, but do you agree with the perception? Did you look at them and go, they're sleazy?
Maybe. It depends who you're asking. When it comes to you, yes.
Oi, that's a bit rough.
I have had friends that have hooked up and gotten married off one.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they're all sleazy.
See, we're going to put the class back into dating apps.
Right.
I've got a brand new segment I like to call
Tinder Jazz.
Now, how this works is these are...
I feel like I need to get my jazz hands out. Jazz.
I've sent you some copies of some of my real exchanges on Tinder.
Oh, and this is so exciting.
I thought we could just speak them out over a nice bit of jazz music.
Because I'm always asking what's happening in your love life. Now I'm a part of it. I love this.
Well, this first one, this lady's name is Vicky. And Vicky, all you need to know about her is her picture was a dog with a carrot in its mouth.
Cute.
That's funny. That's all you need to know. I will take it away because I opened up the messaging. Hey, Vicky, is that a dog eating a carrot or a massive rabbit? ? And if it is a rabbit, can I please meet it? ?
Vicky responds, "Hi, Tommy, you spell my name wrong."
Tinder Jazz.
Yeah.
Did it go on from there?
No.
Or you've actually given me the entire interaction?
That was it. I put an I at the end of her name instead of a Y.
This is not how I thought Tinder went.
No.
Okay, cool. Let's go to the next one. Is this just how it goes for you?
Maybe. I'm not sure. This lady's name is Renee, and I open strong. Renner's! ! And then I messaged straight away again, and I said, "Sorry, I feel like it was too soon for a nickname."
Get out! Ha ha! That was my nickname in school. And sadly, an old Hotmail address too. Damn it, now I'll have to think of one for you. Pressure's on! And then the emoji with the gritted teeth.
And I wrote back, "Do your worst."
And then she wrote back, "Crap!" On the spot? Not fair. Tomato? Brown square man emoji, haha.
Tinder Jazz.
Too many emoji.
That's unfair.
And the nickname Tomato, that's all you can come up with.
I thought that was quite cute.
Okay.
Well, I didn't understand. What's the beige box?
Oh, it's because I haven't done my update, so I don't know what the emojis are.
I'm so...
It could be anything. Okay. Yeah. I thought that when the alien faces were going around, I'm like, what are all these alien face emojis? And why can't I find it on my phone? And someone's like, you haven't done the update.
All right, let's go to...
Yeah,
I like Camille.
Yeah. So Camille's gorgeous, right? So I thought I would fire off a message, and I said, "Oh, Camille, she's brunette. She's got gorgeous dark eyes. She looks a bit Mediterranean." Mm-hmm. And so I open, "Hey, Camille, sorry to bother you, but I'm just a little confused about your interest section of your profile. When it says turtles, does it mean you have pet turtles or are you just into them in general?
Tinder Jazz.
That silence was no response from Camille.
We're still waiting.
What does that message even mean? Is that what you opened with?
Oh, yes.
No wonder you're single.
Because it said under interest, it said turtles, and I thought that's weird.
Maybe she just likes them.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Is that what you open with? Do you own turtles? Are you just interested in them? Oh, that's all. I want to date this guy. Okay. He's full of surprises.
This is what they say. They say, open up your personal life, talk about it on the radio, and then you just kick a hole right through
the door. Give me one that ends well. Is there one that ends well?
Well, I've got one more.
Okay, let's do this.
Should we see how this goes? So this is different from the others because she has opened.
Okay. Oh, I get to start. All right.
Her name is Carla, and she opened with something that doesn't happen often.
All right. Okay, I have to ask the obvious. Are you the Tommy Little?
If I was going to impersonate someone, I think I'd aim higher than that peanut.
Tinder, Jazz.
Why did that not go any further?
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I did too.
It's a tough word out there, even with jazz music.
Tinder, Jazz.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time to play this.
Same, but backwards.
Hang on a second.
Yeah. I know.
It used to be called R&B Reverse.
You went on holiday, Buzz, and Tommy ruled the world.
Mm-hmm. How did you go whilst I was away, Tommy?
Well, we had some other bloke working on the show and he ruined it for everybody, to be honest.
He didn't rig it. I know that's what you think happened.
I won the first three last week and then he just started taking points off
me. Well, you're being rude.
Yeah, but when do you have to be nice to win this game?
I didn't realise I had that power. Here we go. If you're joining us for the first time, how same but backwards works is we play Carrie and Tommy a song in reverse. They buzz in with their name. They've got to tell us what song it is with the artist and title, and they win pride as we see Tommy's very broken after last week's loss. All right, let's get into the first song.
Carrie. Must be the money.
Tommy.
Hang on,
she's had a go.
Wait, Carrie, I'm going to give you one more chance. Name and
why?
Artist.
Hang on. Why does she get one more chance? She don't do that.
It's you, Nelly.
No way. Why does she get one more chance?
Something. Why?
No, I'm not.
Tommy, something the money.
It is called Tommy. It is called EO.
Isn't you guys it? Both suck.
Ride with me. Damn it.
Yeah, Nelly, ride with me. All right, Nelly.
Hang on, but just to clarify, why Buzz?
Yeah.
Why does Carrie get two chances at the
didn't.
Name?
No,
she said Usher,
no,
and
she
said,
singing.
I'm going to give you one more chance. No, she said Usher.
All right, song number two.
Hang on. Tommy.
Tommy was
in. Tommy got in there. Sorry, Carrie.
Cell phone. Tommy on your cell phone. Drake, cell phone. One dance. Drake. One dance, Drake, self used to call me. It is Drake, and it is called used to call me.
Do you have any idea, Carrie?
No, to be fair, I thought it was Drake's cell phone too.
All right, you're very close. It is Drake, but it is called Hotline Bling.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I thought, but not said.
Yeah. This could be the worst game of same but backwards ever. It's still
nil apiece. It's gotten worse and worse, to be honest. We're really bad now.
Three to go.
Mate, I'm just playing. I know the answer straight away, but I want to give our fine listeners a chance to play along in the car.
They're doing much better than us, trust me.
Okay, do you want me to actually have a go at this next one? Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Tommy.
Go.
Oh, I do actually know this one. Get dirty with it. Get jiggy with it. Oh, no.
This is terrible.
No, I know it.
I know the song, but who's the
getting,
person?
Getting dirty with it.
No. Carrie.
That's not who sings it.
And it's Talk Dirty to Me.
Yes,
by.
It is. Can I guess Swag Jizzy?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Here we go. Jason Derulo.
Ah, Jason Derulo.
I call Jason Derulo Swag Jizzy.
So that was what happens when you try, was it?
No, that was again me. I'll try on this one.
Okay.
All right. Song number four. It's still nil-nil. This is different.
Disaster. Anyway.
Song number four.
Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, you were just in there.
Stop
what would you do
it.
If your mama's
you
at home?
It.
Crying on home in the bedroom hall because it's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to live with a man for a little bit of money. And his dad
right,
is gone. Some weird smoking rock now. We're in that lockdown. Now they got a job now. When the name and the double cold life is it me? Is it your cold life? Woohoo! and boy, is it a banger. It's by, they're not called like All Nation. They're called something weird. It's called What Would You Do? That's the name of the song.
And who's it by?
Something School or something. Something School?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we just sung it word for word, mate. We know what it is.
It's City High.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's
something School
good.
I'm gonna is
give you,
pretty good.
I'm going to give
you
one each
you
because.
Give it to him.
No, I'm going to give you both one each for singing it.
Hang on, why didn't you listen to Carrie?
No, because this means this is the final one and whoever gets this wins. This is easy. If you don't get this, I quit.
Okay. Tommy. Jump.
Crisscross.
It's called jump.
Crisscross.
Around.
Crisscross.
It's called jump. It's called jump around.
Jump.
Crisscross.
Make you wanna.
Jump. But it's not by Crisscross. It's by Everlast in his original group.
which is?
Mate, I'm giving you more information than necessary. It's called Jump, and Everlast is in the group, and they are called something.
Is it not Crisscross?
No.
What's that then?
It's called Jump.
What's Crisscross
I'm
Jump?
Giving you, so I'm giving you the name of the bloke who's singing.
Who's the artist?
Don't, you're Googling
no,
it.
No, I'm not.
You
no,
are.
I'm actually not. I'm actually not. Oh, God. I reckon it's by, just thinking back now,
He's
House of Pain. I reckon it's House of Pain.
Yeah! It is House of Pain.
He doesn't get that. He just Googled that.
Sounds like he gets it.
You just Googled
winner.
That.
Can't hear you over the sound of winning. Quick,
you
play winning sounds.
That.
Play winning sounds.
That's how we do
stop.
Same, but backwards. It ends 0-0 with Carrie and Tommy.
Why 0-0?
Right across
Google
Australia.
It.
Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now we're joined by someone. I've got this delightful lady in this afternoon, really to help you. It's a lesson for Tommy this afternoon.
Is this?
So I want you to thank me at the end because I think you'll get a lot out of this. We have in studio the delightful Rachel Finch with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I've been out with Tommy, and let's just say his dance skills
are...
See, this is interesting because I thought a man like you would have had some skill up his
A man
his
like
sleeve.
What?
Like, you know, he's got... he does his hair nice, he's got the nice shoes, the outfit. You know.
Rachel, would you like to be the co-host of that radio show? I haven't had a compliment. You just gave me two in a row.
I think your ratings would just go... Bah, bah.
Oh. No, you're not that bad. You've got a bit of rhythm. You got a bit going on.
I tell
on.
You what he doesn't have rhythm in, driving a car. Well, he smashed into me when we did the Grand Prix together, and it was one of our first runs on the real track. He smashed into me. All of my windows went caving in and totaled, like, what, three cars, Tommy?
I totaled three cars, yeah. But I was just, it's nice to see you alive because I keep, when I see you now, I'm like, I go back to, you ended up, your car flipped over and poor Clint Stanaway, who nudged Rach into the sand in her car, then went over. Everyone kept joking to him and they're going, oh, that's the only time you'll get a Miss Universe on her back.
Oh! I didn't hear that comment. Oh. That's shocking.
Glad you didn't. Anyway,
back
why are we talking
dancing.
Car racing?
Back to dancing.
Let's talk dancing. You try and take this back to what you're good at.
Yes.
That's what you've tried to do.
Yeah, I have.
Let's
I
get
have.
Back to dancing because I follow you on Instagram and stuff, and I'm intrigued. I've always danced.
Yeah.
Growing up, did ballet and stuff. Now, I don't do anything skillful. I just do some tart drops on a dance floor. But I love dancing, always on the first and last on a dance floor.
Yeah, well.
But I never thought of it as a sort of a full-time
a form of
fitness.
Exactly. And I think for me, it was born from 2010, Dancing with the Stars, when I met Misha, my husband. And
you got
just,
super fit?
Yes, and fell in love with the form of exercise as dance. And I'd never stepped foot onto a dance floor. The abs, the arms, the leg strength, but the mental aspect of it as well. So you've got the memory, the coordination, the focus, the musicality, the awareness of space, connection with a partner.
And
there's
it's just
so
damn fun.
It's
so much fun.
Exactly. We turn on the music every session, when you signed up online in your planner. 30 minutes, 25 minutes just flies by. We've done two routines and you don't feel like you're working out.
So what I want to know is I do dance in my lounge room most days with my daughter. At what level does it go from me just dancing in the lounge room to it counting as a workout?
At the moment you turn the music on.
Does it? I think.
This will get you out of
bed again. Because I went to a Beyonce dance class a few months ago and I decided maybe this is the way forward for me.
Yeah.
Maybe no more CrossFit and going for a run. I'm just going to dance my little heart out.
Well, we've got three dance days a week. We've also got stretch and strength circuits, and also we've got strength circuits with your more functional movements as well.
Right.
Can I ask you quite a personal question?
Oh, here we go.
Maybe.
Let's see how we go. did you guys hook up while the show was still going?
We did. Yeah,
how hot's that?
I had.
Because you always watch thinking, oh, is there something going on there?
We wanted to, obviously, you know, focus on the dancing and keep it as professional as possible. So it was hard because, you know, we kissed and everything. And I remember having my toothbrush and stuff at his house 3 to 4 weeks after we met. And he proposed to me 6 months into the relationship.
Yeah.
So we were a very quick moving couple.
That's the Finch factor.
But the thing is, when you
any
shut
bloke
up.
Could propose to you 3 weeks in, I go, oh, what are you?
That's called the quick step. Yeah.
Exactly. I love that. We were a really quick move. But we were spending so much time together. So I remember the first rehearsal that I went to. Shaking like a leaf in the hallway leading into my lesson, got in there and just thought, oh crap, he's got to be gay. Like, Because he was just
and
polished.
So you quickly did the test?
Polished, like manicured, everything. His hair was slick, gelled, outfit was perfect. Not a tattoo or anything. Like, it was just so perfect. And, well, for me, everyone's different. But he wasn't gay, thank God. But we spent the next, 10 weeks together full time, 7 days a week, pretty much 10 hours a day.
So would he spend more time in the bathroom than you? Like, you say he's manicured. Is he still like that?
If he has to go somewhere, he is quite picky. But, I still do spend a little bit more than him, thank God. But if he goes somewhere, he does put in effort.
Who else was hooking up in the show?
Was it on for young and old?
Was there someone in the wardrobe department? Nah, just kidding. I'm not sure. Just me and Misha.
Did you keep that on the down low when you were doing it?
Yes. Yeah. We tried to as much as we could. And then I think it was week five, we were coming out of a rehearsal studio in Melbourne here. And the paparazzi caught us kissing on the corner at the crossing lights.
All right, lots more to talk to you about. I want to find out your little bubs, how they're going. Stay with us, yeah?
Would love to tell you.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you've got two little poppets.
Two little
poppets. You've got Dominique and you got Violet.
Yes.
How's new bub going? Good?
Loving it. We were just saying before we came on air, it's like chalk and cheese. Violet is such a different baby to Dominique. Violet took 12 months to start sleeping through. Dominic, for the first 6 weeks, it was a bit challenging, but now sleeping from like 9 till 7 or 8 a.m. in the morning, which is, as you know, it's a godsend on just persona and having energy throughout the day, which is great.
I had the reverse, and now I understand why when I went to my mother's group and I didn't know that babies normally get up every 2 to 3 hours. And they said, oh, how's your baby going? And I said, yeah, good. He's sort of sleeping from 7 to 7, and the look that I got from around the room, and I remember thinking, I felt like I might have said something wrong then. And now that I've had my daughter who just loves to party, I'm like, oh, no, that's what it's actually like. It's rare to get a baby that just like, you put them to sleep and they go, okay, see you in the morning, Mum.
Exactly. And, you don't want to kind of elaborate on it too much because you feel a bit bad, but, we did have the challenging one with Violet. But the thing is, my births were even black and white.
Yeah, right.
Violet was super quick, 5.5, 6 hours. She pretty much just slid out. And I remember thinking at the end going, is that what birth is?
I wish I'd had that.
I could do that again. Yeah. And then
Sounds like even I could do that.
Dominic was completely different. So it was much longer, 15 hours. At 7 hours, I was ready. I felt like I was ready for him to come out, but the nurse just kept saying to me, Rach, relax, lay back. You've got a while to go.
Oh, God.
And I'm going, while to go? Come on now.
And relax as well.
Yeah.
Just put 2.5
but,
men on, relax.
And everyone has totally different experiences with birth, and I take my hat off to the women who have, gone through hell, and, you just have so much admiration for them. But just to have two healthy children and for them to, be well and happy is the key. But
are you going
to
go again?
Well, after this.
Scarred you for life.
You know the answer. It's always and ah. Some days you go, yes, I think what we'll do is we'll wait a little bit. For now, I think kitchen closed and we're happy.
Now, the reason we got you on was to help Tommy. I feel like you've told him he needs to manicure himself a little bit more, to spend a bit more time in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Just a fraction maybe. See, Misha used to put perfume on before he hopped into bed with me in the first few months. So,
wow.
First few months.
Now,
now
I don't even get a sock change.
So what would you, if Tommy wanted to learn, what's some basic things you could tell Tommy when he hits a dance floor? Just a couple of things that would help him.
Start with a backflip.
Number one, with dance, listen to the music.
Oh,
when you
listen to that rhythm.
When you stand back and see a guy or a girl moving to music, they've got to be on beat.
Okay.
So even if you're just swaying, is swaying okay?
Sway, as long as it's to the music.
Right.
Sway, to the music.
You don't really dance to swaying music though,
nodding?
Do you? Nodding?
Nodding?
Right? It just looks a bit like you.
Not as good.
Crazy.
Don't move from the hips.
Maybe don't lip sync. That's a good...
Don't.
Maybe just...
That was my strong point.
Don't sing along to the lyrics. Hips, a lot of hip.
Hip, a lot of hip action. Maybe try drawing some figure eights when you're alone just to get some practice. And we've got a great one in our samba routine that's called a hip bump. So you do a circle and then you bump out to the side. Circle.
Oh, this is how you guys ended up together. I know what's going on here.
No. I said the toothbrush in the house, not anything else.
Sorry.
All right, well, I feel like you've got some tips there, Tommy. Yep. I don't think you're going to be Misha, but, you know, you try.
I could end up with Finchie's rig here. If I get Body of Dance by Rachel Finch, will I end up with your rig?
I think let's keep it men and women separate.
Yeah. Worth a shot.
Head to bodbyfinch.com. Rachel Finch, thanks for chatting with Carrie and Tommy.
Thank you for having me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, guys, I thought we should take some time. It is, of course, the last day of our working week. Mm. I thought we should take some time and look back and reflect.
Yes.
On some of the things that we were wrapped with in the show, and also, let's be honest, some things that are still a bit raw.
Right.
And we thought maybe that shouldn't have gone out. That is actually, that chicken's going to kill someone. And I'm so sorry we did it.
But who are we going to start with?
A bit of music, if you wouldn't mind.
Here you go.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. Hey, guys, this week I was actually rapt. I was rapt that our listeners aren't arrogant and they don't mind having a bit of fun with us. We admit that we're dumb, right? We admit that.
Yeah.
And so we encourage people to join in. So when I ask them a simple question, they don't get offended. They get on board and give us an amazing answer.
Liz, how dumb are you?
I am extremely stupid. when I was growing up, I thought that it was invalid parking, not invalid parking.
No, you've got it wrong now. It is.
Is it invalid? I don't think I've ever even
said it. Like disabled parking, yeah. Invalid.
Is that what it used to say? Invalid.
Liz, this is how dumb I am. I couldn't work out why yours was dumb. I got it wrong. What a legend.
Oh, we love the dumb and the smart listeners. Mm, we love them all.
Don't we? Hey, Buzz, don't take that music away.
Okay,
why don't you have a crack, mate?
All right, guys, Carrie and Tommy. I'm a lot raw this week because for me, I found out that I don't actually know what jokes are.
Joel, what do you use your colander for other than potato and pasta?
And fish rocks.
And fish rocks.
I've nailed it to the fence and made offensive.
A what?
I don't understand.
Joel, you're such a brilliant man and these two idiots don't get puns.
Well, explain.
It's nice to talk to just a fine pioneer. He nailed it to a fence, made it offensive. Buzz, I think it's fair to say you had no idea what was going on either.
No, see, I'm going to defend myself here. I thought he was saying offensive, like he's sieving something on his fence.
Yeah, you still don't get the pun.
No, I do. He's saying that it's an offensive fence.
No, the colander, the other word.
I'm going to see you. That was a sad day.
Oh, Buzz, it's all right. Better luck next week, mate. Right, get a joke book out across the weekend or something.
I'm going to be studying. We've got 3 days off. I'm studying.
I mean, because I never thought I'd say this sentence to you, but can you finish us off?
Oh, I would love to finish you off.
Thank you.
And I'm wrapped this week. What a time to be finishing someone off when you're happy, yeah?
It's a happy ending. It is actually a happy ending.
Because it wasn't our best week for everything, but it wasn't our worth. You know when you go up for a high five and no one matches you? Mm. I reckon what's worth...
Are you having trouble with worth and worse? What's worth than not being able to get the correct word out? Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
What's worse than that?
Oh, gosh. Hey,
okay,
this jumper was expensive.
Do
you reckon it's worse much?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Hang on, who's worse more? Okay, yes, wait, sorry. I was unsure if this story was worse it. So all that was going through my head was, is it worse it? Let me work it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm still reeling from same but backwards.
Why?
It was just such a fizzer today.
No, it wasn't.
No enjoyment out of it.
Just because I win and then you guys rigged the score. You rigged the score. I won.
No, you didn't win.
This is what they call, you know how they say in couples, never go to bed angry? Well, this is what we're doing in the radio. We're ending our week on a real moment of fury.
Buzz.
No, let's not, because he's on your team.
No, he's not.
You know
he's
where
neutral.
Your bread's buttered, mate.
I reckon it
he's
was nil-nil.
He's Sweden or whatever. Netherlands. Yeah. Who is he? Sweden. Is it Sweden that's always neutral? Sweden. He's
Sweden.
Netherlands. You're the Netherlands. You're Sweden. Who? What was it? Nil-nil.
I reckon it was nil-nil.
Okay.
There you go. So we're not angry, are we? We're happy.
No, we're angry because it's not nil-nil. If you go back and
check
the
tapes. We're like most relationships. We're like, meh.
Yeah, and don't
remember
be angry.
How good we used to be? Remember the fun we used to have? And now here we are. See you Monday.
And we won't actually because it's a public holiday, so we're back Tuesday.
But I will see you 6:30 on the Project Monday night where we are launching this year's beanie campaign. So from 6:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Monday night, you can order your beanie and help fight brain cancer.
How great.
Have a great long weekend, unless you're in Queensland or WA. We'll catch you Tuesday. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.